constantly consider how all things, such as they now are, in time past also were, and consider that they will be the same again, and place before your eyes entire dramas and stages of the same form, whatever you have learned from your experience or from older history, for example, the whole court of Hadrian, and the whole court of Antoninus, and the whole court of Philip, Alexander, Croesus. For all those were such dramas as we see now, only with different actors. Imagine every man who is grieved at anything, or discontented, to be like a pig which is sacrificed and kicks and screams. Like this pig also is he who on his bed in silence laments the bonds in which we are held. And consider that only to the rational animal is it given to follow voluntarily what happens, but simply to follow is a necessity imposed on all. Severally, on the occasion of everything that you do, pause and ask yourself if death is a dreadful thing because it deprives you of this. When you are offended at any man's fault, forthwith turn to yourself and reflect in what like manner you do err yourself. For example, in thinking that money is a good thing, or pleasure, or a bit of reputation and the like. For by attending to this, you will quickly forget your anger, if this consideration also is added, that the man is compelled. For what else could he do? Or if you are able, take away from him the compulsion. When you have seen Satyron the Socratic, think of either Eutyches or Hymen. And when you have seen Euphrates, think of Eutychion or Silvanus. And when you have seen Alciphron, think of Tropeophorus. And when you have seen Xenophon, think of Crito or Severus. And when you have looked on yourself, think of any other Caesar. And in the case of everyone, do in like manner. Then let this thought be in your mind. Where then are those men? Nowhere, or nobody knows where. For thus continuously you will look at human things as smoke and nothing at all, especially if you reflect at the same time that what has once changed will never exist again in the infinite duration of time. But you, in what a brief space of time is your existence? And why are you not content to pass through this short time in an orderly way? What matter and opportunity for your activity are you avoiding? For what else are all these things, except exercises for the reason, when it has viewed carefully and by examination into their nature the things which happen in life? Persevere then until you shall have made these things your own, as the stomach which is strengthened makes all things its own, as the blazing fire makes flame and brightness out of everything that is thrown into it. Let it not be in any man's power to say truly of you that you are not simple, or that you are not good. But let him be a liar whoever shall think anything of this kind about you. And this is altogether in your power. For who is he that shall hinder you from being good and simple? Do you only determine to live no longer, unless you shall be such? For neither does reason allow you to live, if you are not such. What is that which, as to this material, our life, can be done or said in the way most conformable to reason? For whatever this may be, it is in your power to do it, or to say it, and do not make excuses that you are hindered. You will not cease to lament till your mind is in such a condition that, what luxury is to those who enjoy pleasure, such shall be to you, in the matter which is subjected and presented to you, the doing of the things which are conformable to man's constitution. For a man ought to consider as an enjoyment everything which it is in his power to do according to his own nature. And it is in his power everywhere. Now, it is not given to a cylinder to move everywhere by its own motion, nor yet to water, nor to fire, nor to anything else which is governed by nature or an irrational soul. For the things which check them and stand in the way are many. But intelligence and reason are able to go through everything that opposes them, and in such manner as they are formed by nature, and as they choose. Place before your eyes this facility with which the reason will be carried through all things, as fire upwards, as a stone downwards, as a cylinder down an inclined surface, and seek for nothing further. For all other obstacles or hindrances either affect the body only, which is a dead thing, or, except through opinion and reasons yielding to it, they do not crush nor do any harm of any kind. For if they did, he who felt it would immediately become bad. Now in the case of all things which have a certain constitution, whatever harm may happen to any of them, that which is so affected becomes consequently worse. But in the like case, a man becomes both better, if one may say so, and more worthy of praise, by making a right use of these accidents. And finally, remember that nothing harms him who is really a citizen, which does not harm the state, nor yet does anything harm the state which does not harm the law. And of these things which are called misfortunes, not one harms the law. What then does not harm the law does not harm either state or citizen.